Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, I hope that damn purple light in the sky never goes anywhere.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad. Yes.
It's kind of rich coming from you.
Yeah.
Well, having walked out of the sad-ass Golden 1 Center after the Laker game, it was all worth it to walk out. And so Katie's seen it once, and it's that night we left the kitchen.
Yeah.
Who, strangely enough, we were sitting behind the owner of the kitchen and learned that at the very end of the night.
Did you talk to him?
Yes.
Did he talk to you?
I didn't tell him everything.
Oh, okay.
He said, I hope your guys' experience was great. I sure it was wonderful. No way to prove otherwise either. But you're leaving the restaurant. Oh, look, there it is. It was a really cool reaction. Very, very different when I said, hey, let's go. And so she likes the in-arena lighting. Mm. Dennis did it last night.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's like.
It's cool. It's cool.
I was like, it's fun. Yeah. Like, it's ceremonial. It's fun. But it's like this. That's not. She was like, well, we just saw the beam. I was like, no. No. Let's go outside. I got the phone. I was like, yeah, go see it. And so she's like wandering around and she's trying to get in the right position. And she looks up and she sees it. And that video that we posted or I posted, that is her real life reaction to seeing that for the first time. She kept stopping and looking up at it's a purple light.
No, it's cooler than that.
I cannot stress this enough.
No, it's different.
Purple light.
It's not.
And like that one, someone who clearly listens to her walks by, I think you can see this on the video, and goes, it's beautiful, isn't it? And every time we started to walk, she would turn and she'd look back and she'd look up and she'd go, this is so great. And she'd like turn and walk and she just kept like looking up. And I'm like, all right.
Nah,
keep it forever.
It's different.
I was driving on the 5 yesterday as the game was winding down, so like there's no beam in the air yet or whatever. And then like, as I'm driving, it's just you see it just go up in the air,
man.
The light, and it's like kind of like the bat signal or whatever. Just all the buildings and it's dope. It's perfect.
The funniest thing for me, the funniest light the beam memory was when we were at the Sawyer.
Uh-huh.
We were having a meeting with Sky River
at the Sawyer. That's right.
And it, obviously that is direct. It's next to the beam, right?
Right.
And
you literally see the light bulbs.
We're watching the game and it's winding down. And we know, hey guys, do you want to go? Let's go see the beam. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 3, 2, 1. It's like, all right, guys, let's go see the beam. And we turn around and it's already lit. And it's like, yo, How did they do that? Like, it was a, it was a road game.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't
a
home game.
At Detroit.
It was a road game, and the second the buzzer expired, that purple light, because no one saw it.
Right.
The second we turned around, it was already lit.
Well, it was cool, too. You don't got to be at the Kings game to see it. Like, I walk outside my apartment. It's right there and stuff. Yeah. Like, there's people can see from their houses, which is cool.
It is fantastic. They had something last year. It was a Twitter account. I don't think they're doing it this year because the team isn't projected to be as good. But they had the beam tracker. And people would tap in from where they could see the beam. So on certain nights... if you go over this overpass on Laguna, you can see the beam from Laguna Boulevard.
Oh, wow.
And if you could see it, you'd be like, hey, tap in. Where can you see it from? People are like, oh, El Dorado Hills. I don't know if they can see it that far, but just all around
that
the region.
Would be crazy.
All around the region, they would talk about, oh, I see it here, or I see it off of Laguna Boulevard. Like, and they had a map, and they would put a beam for where people said they could see it at.
Oh, that's great.
So I don't think they'd do it this year, but it was pretty cool. But yeah, the beam is, come on, man.
I think sometimes we...
I can't believe Damian tried to kill it.
Yeah, well...
To be fair,
I don't know that... Him and his boy tried to kill it.
I didn't say that. That's crazy.
It's just...
I was just making a little joke.
I have been...
Too far, Casey, too far.
I have been on the receiving end of some depressing walks out of that arena with family, with friends. Like, that was the third or fourth. Jesus. That was the fifth game Katie and I have went to. And the first time she's seen it.
Damn.
They will make a Christmas movie, a sad one, albeit, about the Wizards debacle.
And that was the Beam Team year.
Like the night the Kings ruined Christmas.
They did.
That was tough. There was a game that I think me and you were at, and you stayed, and they lost, and we were walking out of the arena together, and we were just like, man, it's so sad out here. Like, it's...
I think we looked up, and it's like, huh, there's the sky.
Just sad.
Stupid stars.
Everything is better. So you know what happens, too, when the Kings win and the beam is lit? People don't leave.
Right.
They just linger around that outdoor area. Like,
just
it is
festive.
It is, like, I think you once called it the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
It absolutely, no trouble getting out of the parking garage because there's so many people just hanging out, going to Insomnia Cookies. Lakers, it took 30 minutes to get out of the parking lot. Everybody wanted to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, it's a psychological thing that
and to be fair,
may not act, as much as we love it, it may not be a good thing for us.
Well,
but it's staying either
way. I think I've more actively tried to kill Young Zell than I tried to kill
fair enough.
I tried to kill the actual beam.
They also just keep upgrading it every year.
I think pretty soon you will be able to see it in El Dorado Hills.
I hope so. Make it brighter.
Please.
Brighter.
Please.
I guess I talked
please.
About it the other day. My mom comes in from the airport. Oh, Kings won. Like the beam.
It's great.
Not even a Kings fan like that.
That's so great. Was she walking around mad last night?
No, she didn't. She was fine. She actually was going for the Kings. I think after like really observing things and the way my mom moves, I think she's one of those Steph fans. If Steph's not there or when he leaves, I don't think she's going to care about the Warriors at all. I think today... She cares about the Knicks more than she cares about the Warriors.
She did travel to see the Knicks like twice last season.
Did.
And was mad because one of the times she went, the Kings were there.
That's a true story.
She's like, this is stupid. I'm going home. Then I'm going to fly back to New York so I could go see them play someone other than the New York
talking
Knicks.
Knicks
or other than the Kings.
Talking about the beam. Mike Brown, what did you think about the beam during your time here?
Well, look, I got to tell you. When I talked to Vivek and he mentioned that this beam was going to happen after every game, I said, look,
my guys will be ready to make sure the beam is lit. You know, I actually never got a chance to light the beam myself. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, James, I don't know, when I come back, you think they're going to let me light the beam? You, James? Okay. James? I don't know. Yeah.
That new addition right there.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny. I don't like when I laugh at your impressions. That's funny. Let's get to the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here, 916-909-1320. Leezy Scorsese. Leezy, what up, baby?
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Leezy?
It's funny, man. I call in, I know what I want to talk about, but then I listen to you guys, and then I get distracted. KC, I think your Mike Brown impression is your best one, man. I used to like the Doc Rivers, but my God.
Appreciate it, Leezy.
Yes, sir. And also, you guys are talking about the beam, man. Ref, you just got to let me play here. I know it's crazy, but the best beam is the one you don't expect. It's like when you forget there's a game and you look up and they won.
Leezy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo, that was crazy.
Just say your point, bro. Just say what you got to say.
Okay, so back to my other point. D-Lo, this one's for you, man. Hey, so for a long time now here in Sacramento, we keep talking about, hey, we want dogs, blah, 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 blah. And you guys are always like, man, it don't matter about dogs. Hey, man, seeing Westbrook last night, that's what we've been begging for. He's got the energy. It's contagious. He's making Eubanks look good. And I just think going forward, that's the type of guy maybe Scott Perry needs to keep going for, is those difference makers and culture changers, you know?
Yeah, like, appreciate you, Leezy, as always. We'll see you in a bit here. We're celebrating our man Charlie today after the show. So the whole crew going to be here when we wrap things up here at 4 o'clock, man.
Yes, sir.
So that'd be a lot of fun. I think the defining play for Russell Westbrook this season, and I'm sorry to go back to it, was that defensive play in the fourth quarter when that fan jumped up and Russ responded and the entire arena reacted to it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to encapsulate Russell Westbrook in a single play, it's that one.
Yeah.
Because you can run. I mean, he got a huge rebound in that fourth quarter too. You can run one of his corner threes, one of his driving, you know, lay-ins, pass to Dennis Schroeder for three. You could do whatever you want. That play though, that's the one. That defensive play. His reaction to that person in the front row, and hey, shout out to the guy in the front row who different shot his shot, because he could have gotten embarrassed right there in front of the whole arena, and he didn't. He stood up, he put his hand out. Russ responded, and 15,000-16,000 people responded to Russ, and that was to me, that's the defining moment of Russell Westbrook's season with Sacramento. And if you ran a highlight of Russell Westbrook's career and asked what he brings to the game of basketball and what he brings to the city that he's playing for, that's it.
I know we got to get out of here. I hope this team is good enough moving forward, and I hope this city embraces this team and a guy like Russell Westbrook, because if those things happen, it could be a lot of fun this year at the Golden One Center. If they just – look at what's on. And when I say good enough, 500, well, that I didn't finish the tease, but I will when we get back. I'll speak to what good enough is, but I hope they're good enough. I hope Russ continues to play, because if that's the case, we're going to have some great moments in downtown Sacramento.
We'll come back. We've got Raiders football coming up at 4:45 here on ESPN 1320. We'll get to that at some point.
They're going
to
lose.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. I shouldn't say it. You said it, Jesse. I'm not going to say it. But we know what time it is.
Well, tune in at 4:45 here on ESPN 1320. Russ had some really high praise for Doug Christie. We'll talk about that.
And vice versa.
Yeah, we'll take a look around the league as well, including what happened in Memphis. Or with Memphis, I should say, here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Real quick before we get started, you know we got business to attend to. Shout out to the Sac State women's basketball team. Got that dub starting off the season 2-0.
Did they win by 100?
They did not.
70?
No.
50?
No.
Okay.
Closer.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I was like 23. Oh. They played Nevada. Hey, that's a...
Okay.
It's a real program. They did about like 23. Start off 2-0. Shout out. They said tickets for basketball games at Horner Pavilion are like damn near gone.
I talked to Bobby for a few minutes last night, and we were talking about like, hey, they got an environment going on over there. Mm. He was like, yeah, I wanted to go so bad the other night, but Golden State was his scout. So he was like, Golden State was the scout. Then we weren't exactly sure who was going to be available for them or us.
Yeah.
So everything that he worked on, he had to redo by shoot around. So he couldn't go watch Mike and, Mike and Brad were both there last night.
Mm-hmm. I saw Mike. Yeah.
He didn't get a chance to get out there and see him on, his opening night. Sac State basketball. They've got something pretty special jumping off right now.
They do. Good times. Shout out to the women's team, too. Got that dub, 2-0. Big ups to them.
Can I, real quick, because Katie and I are doing this together at Westfield Galleria, so this will tie in nicely, but we were talking to Jake, Brendan, Sean, like our crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, my God, that's Bobby Jackson. And I thought that was so funny. So, like, I walked over there. She met Coach Jimmy and introduced her to Bobby. Mm-hmm. And I thought it's just so amazing the passion that this city still has for Bobby Jackson 20 years later.
Oh, man.
Like, Bobby is ours.
Yes.
Like, that is, like, that, like, I get it. You go where your career takes you. That man didn't belong with the Philadelphia 76ers and was it Nick Nurse over there?
Mm-hmm.
That's our guy.
Yeah.
And just the reaction, people still, not just her reaction, obviously, but they, my sister, her favorite player to this day is Bobby Jackson.
We love Bobby here, man.
I remember the first time I did a show with Bobby Jackson down in WCW. I FaceTimed my sister and I said, "Hey, you want?" And Bobby was great with this. I was like, "Hey, I'm doing a show with your favorite player." And I turned, and she went like, "It was just and this was 8 years ago, 10 years ago."
Yeah,
and so. 10 years after, you know what I mean, that era of Kings basketball, and still Bobby Jackson, same reaction.
Nah, man, every time,
same reaction.
Every time you see B. Jax, man, it's just nostalgia. It's this was the dude here in Sac. People loved Bobby Jax. Bobby Jackson was essentially how we talk about Malik Monk. That was that team's Malik Monk, like the way
people loved him.
Yep. Kind of compared with like his role and stuff. And like sometimes he'd be just a bench guy, but sometimes he'd close games and hit big shots. And it was, he was everything for a lot of people. I love B. Jax, man.
Yes, indeed. I've partnered with Westfield Galleria at Roseville, as has ESPN in the end, in giving Kings fans a chance to win instantly. I'm going to be at the game next Wednesday when the Kings take on Atlanta. I'm going to be at the Westfield Gallery at Roseville booth. You can come by. You can scan their QR code. You can instantly win prizes, stuff from Cinnabon discounts to a variety of different stores inside the Galleria. And every single person who scans that QR code will be entered to win a $250 gift card that could be used anywhere in the Galleria. We're giving out 25 of those to celebrate their 25th anniversary.
That's awesome.
So that is,
that's some good stuff right there.
Next Wednesday, when the Kings take on Atlanta, I'll be at the game. Katie will be with me. We'll be at the tent for the Westfield Galleria at Roseville inside the arena. Just find it, come through, scan, and you have an opportunity. One, you will win something.
Yeah.
But you have an opportunity to win something pretty big.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
good stuff. Next Wednesday, the Hawks.
That's right. Yes, sir. I'm not allowed to say that in that part. Well, but now that we're done, you can mention the Hawks. For some reason, we're only allowed to mention Atlanta.
The team that resides in Atlanta.
That's it.
Now,
it's kind of like the big game that happens every February.
But you can say Kings.
I can say Sacramento Kings, yes.
But you can't say the other team they're playing with.
Yeah, gotcha. Just the city.
The red team with the bird.
Yeah,
with Trae Young.
Obviously, we've had a lot of conversation today about Russell Westbrook. Russ had two. Internet's always funny. always funny. And I don't know. So I was a little confused by this because I actually read the article first and saw the press conference second. Anthony Slater wrote an article about Russell Westbrook's impact on the Sacramento Kings and noted that Russell Westbrook said, to be humble, you know, I'm the best rebounding guard in NBA history. Mm-hmm. And a few minutes later, Slater points out, no, you actually are the best rebounding guard in history. And I read that in the column before I saw the press conference.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens in the press conference is Russ says the remark about, you know, humbly, I'm the best rebounding guard in NBA history. And he talks second, you know, question. And then I think someone asks him, like, who's on, like, who are other guards that you think are really good? And Russ goes, well, I don't know, like, who's on the list? And I think Slater says, and you can't hear him. I assume he says, you're at the top, like, you're number one.
Yeah.
And you can see his face go, oh. And then he turns and says, I didn't know that. I'm going to need that game ball.
Yeah.
And so the social media clip and everything that went crazy is the first part where he says humbly, I'm the best rebounding guard in NBA history, and not Bleacher Report, not Worldwide WOB, not WOB, not ESPN, mm-hmm. not Complex Sports. Not one of them pointed out, no. He is the greatest rebounding guard in NBA history.
Yeah.
Jason Kidd is now second, and with the game he had last night, Russell Westbrook has more rebounds than any other guard in NBA history.
Man.
The internet is the phoniest place on the planet. It's all there for clicks. Even the information stuff is there for clicks. Not one of them pointed that out.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anthony Slater, who managed to pull that stat pretty quick, because it's not something I would have even remotely have thought of.
I wouldn't have either.
And it's him.
Did you see that? I wish I had it so we could give the actual numbers. But did you see that triple-double stat? You were at the game. They did a triple-double graphic on the broadcast, and whatever Russ has, he's got like
204.
Yeah, I was gonna say like 200 plus.
Mm-hmm.
The next closest is like 111 or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
but you know the scary part is Jokic.
Yeah,
like when you look at it, it's when you look at the stats, it's like Jokic is gonna catch him if he plays, and that's why I'm rooting for Jokic. Go be with the horse, man.
Where was I watching and they showed that clip again?
Oh, it was the Denver game. Yeah, it was the Denver game. And like that was as silly as that is, like that's the coolest Nikola Jokic clip I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's like, brother, go. I was telling Justin Gingerly, who I was with last night.
Shout out Justin.
Indeed. Reese's baseball coach. Jokic plays basketball for a paycheck. He's just really, really good. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just so, so good. His passion I'm sure Jokic loves basketball, but his true passion seems to live somewhere else. That's why I just keep hoping, because we were talking about the triple-double stat last night. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I just hope he retires before he gets to Russ. Let Russ have that one, because I don't think anyone else is really close who is active. No. James Harden is probably close, but James Harden, like, Jokic isn't old.
No.
I mean, with all due respect to James, he's Russ's age.
Right.
Like, he's not going to catch him. LeBron's not going to catch him. The only active player who I think can really catch him is Jokic.
Jokic is at, and we'll see how this plays out, because there's one name on there that's like, we'll see. But Jokic is at 169.
Mm.
Shout out to him. And Russell Westbrook is at 204.
So Jokic isn't second amongst active players?
He is second amongst
active players. Oh, he is second.
Players.
Okay.
Yeah, just
okay.
Not second overall. It's Oscar's.
Oscar. Yeah, yeah.
He'll pass Oscar this year, though, to be second overall. Oscar's at 181.
And what did you say? Is at 169?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. He's going to catch him.
Yeah. Now,
he's absolutely going to catch
him. Here's the sneaky one. And I don't think this guy's going to get him. I don't think he's going to get Russ. But Luka's at 83.
Okay.
Luka's 27. Seven? I don't think he gets to Russ. I don't think
he said he was
Russ.
At 83.
He's at 83. We'll just do some quick math. If he doubles that,
he could catch him.
But
I think he could.
7 years in, now that's 14 years in the league. He's still only at 160.
Well, remember, Russ got his in bunches.
Mm.
Like, the second KD left. He started, that's when he averaged a triple-double, like that first year Kevin Durant left.
Mm.
So how many years into his career was that when he started doing that? Then he did it for three straight years, went to Houston, and I think it was like 24-7-7 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he did it again in Washington.
The killer, though. Luka's not doing that.
Mm.
He averaged a triple-double for, what, four seasons?
Four.
That's why the triple-double number's so crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not a shot at Luka or not.
I mean,
like that,
and
average, like,
Jokic almost did it.
Right, right. Like Jokic is doing that, right?
Yeah, he almost did it.
Luka is not going to average or come close to averaging a triple-double for four seasons. Yeah. It might happen once or twice, but not four seasons. So I think – I think Jokic will get him, but I think Russ will be two. Plus, I don't know how long Luka's going to play. At that point, when you talk about Luka.
You retiring Luka already?
Well, think about it like this. When Luka.
Luka been a pro for 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. When it, like, you double up where he's at right now, that's 14 years in the league. Really, he's been playing pro ball for 25 years?
Mm-hmm.
He going to play another seven? I don't know. I don't know if Luka's going to play 18, 19, 20 years in the league.
Yeah.
He's been playing a lot of basketball at a high level for a long time.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sick of watching old football games during this show. I am so goddamn tired of having the NFL Network on this
TV. We can turn it on NBA TV.
Okay, there you go. Well, wait, what's on NBA TV? But it's not live anything.
You know what's on NBA?
Oh, NBA Today, whatever that is.
Yeah. No, that's us. That's ESPN. They're repurposing it. Oh, no.
Oh, sir.
This actually,
sir.
NBA right
oh,
now.
What a gross move. Oh, what the hell is this?
Justin Termini and who's the other guy?
This is a, they got a Sirius XM show here. I swear, Google and Disney are never folding. This is just life
well,
moving
you can go
forward.
FS1.
No.
What? No.
No.
First just thing is that,
you know what?
Who
let's
is
just
that
go,
now?
Let's just go to the Will Cain show.
Oh.
Yeah, that's bring a, back some bad cut. Memories for Jesse.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Will Cain show.
Oh, it's those guys are on First Things First. Wasn't that a Joy show? Or no, it was
no.
like Speak Up or something.
Yeah.
Speak On It or something.
Why is Nick Wright sitting like that? Sit up, man.
I don't like Nick Wright.
Who's that Ryan Clark lookalike? Who the hell is that? You know what? I can't do this, bro. I'm so sorry. I can't do this. I'm going to find an episode of The Office.
Look, man.
This is terrible. Hey, Disney should be ashamed of themselves.
I'm going to have to make that move this weekend, bro.
Is what?
No, never mind.
That talk radio show was on for our entire show. Just look up and look at Eddie Johnson talking. This is terrible.
Nah, I might have to make that move this weekend, bro. They might have broke me.
Can I tell you, this is the time where it agitates me the
Love
most.
Oh, Love & Hip Hop.
That's Greg Jennings.
Go to Love & Hip Hop. Yeah, let me see what's going
What'd
on.
What'd you say, Jesse?
I think that's Greg Jennings.
Who's Greg Jennings?
I think it is Greg
on
Jennings.
On the First Things First show, yeah.
And remember he was talking with...
oh, is it really?
Remember he was going back and forth with Austin Rivers that one time?
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, this is a throwback. This is Olivia.
We're watching Love & Hip Hop. This is where we are. This is where we are, Love & Hip Hop. And by the way, can I tell you something? This is in standard definition.
I think this is like one of the first seasons. Olivia, I love it.
This is awful. I got so agitated watching these old football games out of the corner of my eye. Like, if there's breaking news, I guess we can't see nothing. What was that show called? First Things First?
First Things First.
That show is 5 hours old at this point.
One of the engineers, Matt, came in here this morning. So, how's the pickleball channel been?
Oh,
Matt,
oh,
this real is serious.
Funny. Real,
this
now
is serious, Matt.
Now you got jokes.
Real funny, Matt.
Can I pay off the tees?
Tell him no. Tell him no.
No. Producer said no, man. I'm sorry.
All right, man. What's Olivia? Oh,
it's Eagles Packers this week. That's Monday Night Football. Eagles Packers is Monday Night Football.
Another game. If Green Bay wins, we'll respect them. If they lose,
that's
all
not
they
what
suck.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about it's
it.
On Look, ESPN.
Like, there's ways for you to watch it, though.
I know.
I got your back.
I know. I would never. Cause
I'm not going to miss that game.
Dana White's going to come to my house. We got him.
Yeah, we got the FBI looking at his house right now.
Him.
As soon as he hits the button,
we
he's
got
done.
Him. That's a big time game.
What do you got?
So this was thoughts on.
I can't do this, man.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's Kimbella.
Stop. Focus.
Kimbella and
I can't do this. There's a show called Naked and Afraid Apocalypse on right now. You want to give
sure.
You want to give that one a shot? Let's see what Naked and Afraid Apocalypse looks like.
Can we watch this on the work team?
I'm not really sure. It's on our.
That was close.
What? That was very close. It gave me pause. Like, wait a minute. Can we watch this? Oh, that's digitized. Yeah, that was. No, nah, this is too. No, we're going to have to find something else. Hey, Gunsmoke.
Well, that's we have to.
That's
the
one. Yeah, that's the. We thought someone
Wayne
was. We thought someone was purposely putting on Hee Haw and Gunsmoke because they were racist. They knew that was our studio. We're like, hey, let's piss these guys off.
Oh, SWAT. My Jazz is on like a SWAT
this
binge
is
en- right
this
now.
Is embarrassing.
And SWAT actually isn't a bad show. Shout out Shamar Moore.
All right, let's go. We both got to focus. I'm going to have to turn the TV off. So, I can't take this.
So, thoughts on 80 by Scandia.
Oh, okay, yep.
People talking about the Kings, and I think his name was Josh. I really can't remember, no shade. But I think it was Josh. Oh, this is a 31-win team, all this other stuff. I hate to break it to a guy like Josh and those who are pro tank and pro, like, let's be bad. Maybe even people who are like, yo, who took the under.
Mm.
The bottom five is damn near locked up in my eyes in the West.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if the Kings are a part of that.
Nah, hey, talk about it.
I think the Pelicans are there.
Yep, that's a one-win team.
Yep. The Jazz are going to be there.
I think that's a three-win team.
Brooklyn. Right. I'm talking about the West.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about the West, and I'm talking about like people who don't want to see him in the play-in and sell. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. Because once again, you look at the standings, there are a couple disputables. There are a couple disputables, and we can have that conversation if you want. But New Orleans is there. Utah is there. You mentioned that we're going to get into a little bit. I think Memphis is damn near a lock to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas has the worst record in the league right now. Now, I don't expect them to finish with the worst record in the Western Conference right now.
Who does?
Dallas. Dallas is 2-6.
Ooh, the vibes are bad over there.
Vibes are real bad, and AD's hurt. No surprise.
Well, I'm stunned, to be honest.
And then you've got Phoenix, who right now is at 10, at 3-5, same record as the Kings. I don't think anybody thinks, as bad as people think the Kings are, I don't think anybody thinks Phoenix is going to have the same record as the Kings.
I throw Phoenix and I think it was the Pelicans, and who else, the first two teams?
Utah.
Yeah, Phoenix, I feel like, belongs there. With them being at 3-5 right now.
The Kings loss to Phoenix was really frustrating. That's a bad basketball team. And you could watch that first game knowing Phoenix is not good. Mm. Kings aren't playing well. You don't play well, you deserve to lose. Phoenix is not good.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So the Kings are right there with that group. I don't think the Kings are going to be as bad as Utah, Memphis, and New Orleans. I think they'll be better than Phoenix. The Kings will be better than Phoenix, like, considerably. The argument that you may have is, do you think Dallas is able to turn things around and be a functioning team?
Like
I think the Kings will be, right? Like, gotcha. A 500 team. Do we think Dallas is going to be a 500 team? I didn't think so at the beginning of the year. I'm not going to completely count them out, give them a little opportunity, but I don't think they will. I think the bottom five is damn near set.
Okay.
So, hater to love it, Kings.
It ain't Kings there
have
for
a,
you.
Kings have a great opportunity to be in the play-in damn near by default if you think they're the sorry team. I don't think they're as bad. I don't think they're going to be as bad as those five teams.
What are the – you have the standings in front of you? Because I don't. What are the play-in teams right now?
Golden State, Minnesota, the Clippers, and the Suns.
Golden State, Minnesota, and the Clippers.
Portland is in top six.
Oh, and the Suns?
Right, yeah.
So the Kings and Suns are tied.
Yeah, and they got the one game.
Yeah, I got you. So. Okay, all right.
Portland's top six right now. That's the only one that probably could say they – I don't think they finished top six.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you got San Antonio, Denver, Houston, Lakers, and OKC.
I see. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Do you think that's off, though, that the five – I'm going to put Phoenix in there. And maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to say Phoenix is a bottom five team, and I feel like those bottom five are set.
Are you pulling the trigger too quick on Memphis?
I don't think so.
Get it? Pulling the trigger?
Oh, wow. Hey, Damian,
wow.
Give the guy a second chance.
Wow.
Show him some respect. He hasn't done that in a couple of years.
What if Memphis trades Josh sooner
than
later?
On social media.
Allegedly.
What if what?
What if Memphis trades Josh sooner than later? That's kind of their
second grace. So I feel like if they're trading Ja sooner,
Because with Charlie's team, just
I don't think they're doing it to like be. Kings fans, there's your team. Like I think they're doing it to tear down, and they've got those four picks from Desmond Bane. Mm-hmm. They'll see what they can get back from this. I think more than anything, this picks in expiring contracts, and they start the process, I guess.
And I'm not sure how good they are just in general.
We're positive they're tearing it down too if they do trade Ja.
If they trade him, yeah. I don't know. Like you wouldn't look for a
vet, I guess, kind of at that price.
But to do what? Like, they have a host of issues right now. This is probably a bigger discussion. We didn't really get to Doug Christie and Russ, and we will. I think there's a bigger discussion here with Memphis because it's bad. It's really bad. And if you had a chance to catch any of their game against Houston, it's not just Ja. Like, and if it is just Ja, it appears to be a virus, and it's infecting other people. And their coach might not want to say exactly what's on his mind every time he takes the podium.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. We'll get back to Doug and Russ and some things that we heard last night as well.
I just want to say real quick to that point, you know what it kind of looks like? At least it did last night, and it's just one game. But what it kind of looked like to me from what I saw is it looked like when the Kings played OKC. And remember leading up to that,
I was like, yo, just keep them here, work
it out in the summer. And I saw that game. I said, no, we ain't doing this the rest of the year.
That is absolutely exactly what it was. And that was the first thing I thought of was –
We ain't doing this all year. This is crazy.
If you missed Houston and Memphis last night, we'll break down why we feel like this thing might happen sooner rather than later, or they're going to have to do something because it was rough last night. And that OKC comp right before the De'Aaron trade is the perfect one. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Fidium Fiber.
It's about time they
fixed that pothole,
invented better windshield wipers,
made an internet that just works. Fidium Fiber Internet, starting at only $30 a month. It feels like Fidium. Offer available to residential customers only. Terms and conditions apply. See Fidium.com for details.
What's good, baby? It's D-Lo, and the Westfield Galleria at Roseville is giving fans a chance to win instantly. Join us. Join me on site at the Golden One Center Wednesday night, November 12th, and cheer on your Sacramento Kings as they take on Atlanta. Come by the Westfield Galleria at Roseville tent and scan the QR code on our ad at the Golden One Center to play the instant win game and score prizes from top retailers like Mini Buns from Cinnabon, discounts from Vince, State and Liberty, Studs, $2 Jamba Juice, and so much more. Plus, every player is entered to win a $250 gift card. We're awarding 25 winners to celebrate the 25th anniversary. Plus, every player is entered to win a $250 gift card. We're awarding 25 winners to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Westfield Galleria at Roseville. And don't miss the hot shot activation on court. Take your shot, hit the target, and win even bigger. Scan, play, win. Look for me and look for the Westfield Galleria at Roseville inside the Golden One Center, November 12th at the Sacramento Kings game.
If you are facing divorce, call Cordell and Cordell today.
There's a lot on the line in divorce. This is Joe Cordell of Cordell and Cordell, the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. Divorce touches all areas of your life, your home, savings, retirement, and of course, kids. So when you find yourself facing divorce, you need a partner you can count on.
If you are facing divorce, contact Cordell and Cordell today at 1-855-GET-LEGAL. That's 1-855-GET-LEGAL. 500 Capital Mall, Sacramento.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's good, baby? It's D-Lo from D-Lo and KC, and are you carrying credit card debt? Those credit card balances aren't getting any smaller, and those minimum payments aren't even making a dent. But If you own a home, you can wipe out all that credit card debt and have zero balances and zero payments. Go to AFLCash.com. AFLCash.com. They specialize in converting the equity in your home to cold hard cash you can use right now. AFLCash.com. Advantage First Lending. They can get you cash to pay off every credit card you have, every car loan, maybe even get that home improvement project done. AFLCash.com. See how much money you can get and consolidate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right in our man, Charlie, today. Oh, I keep having this thought that 4 o'clock is going to get here and Charlie's just not going to come.
Well, you never know.
He's going to be like... What am I going back for?
He'll probably show up a couple minutes after. I don't know.
Oh, I think Charlie will be here early. But, like, I think it would be funny if Charlie was just like, I'm not coming.
Does Charlie know what's going on?
Of course he does.
Okay, I'm just
well, we have to get him here.
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to say. Like,
he might not know the extent of everything that's going on, but he knows we're throwing him a party today.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just we couldn't throw it last week because, one, there was the Halloween party on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And Miller wasn't here. And Miller, you know, really wants to be a part of it, too. So we're going to celebrate our man Charlie coming up.
Don't put this on running back because you listen to running back.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, Oklahoma UCLA was crazy.
Oh, yeah, it was. No, yeah. I caught that, too. I'm going to just dump this.
So, from the baseball diamond to the
vineyard,
Dusty Baker's journey is as legendary as his swing.
There was a couple things in that meeting that was crazy.
So, Baker Family Wines makes really great wines. You can head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. You can go to the tasting room in West Sacramento. And if this segment goes on any longer, we're just going to have to open a bottle here in the studio.
I'd be down with that, though, because it is Baker Family Wine.
It is, and that rosé goes hard. We'll toast some rosé and some 755 for our good friend Charlie later on. You can pick up both of those bottles at the tasting room. You can pick up those bottles at Nugget locations in Roseville, Granite Bay, and Elk Grove. And Keep your eye out on select Raley's and Bel Air locations. Look for the wine bottle with the baseball stitch. You'll see a Baker Family Wines logo on there right there. Pick one up. Support our man, Dusty Baker. Celebrating 6 years in West Sacramento. BakerFamilyWines.com. Join Dusty's Clubhouse while you're on that website. You'll get alerts about new releases and tasting room specials. And they might even alert you from time to time when Dusty Baker's actually at the winery where you can come hang out. Spend some time with him, in which he will be very, 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 very happy to talk to you.
I need some of that rosé.
Yes, indeed,
that's
man.
That's my stuff right there.
Yes, indeed. We were having a conversation. Kenny was like, hey, sorry, Tank Crowd. Like, those spots might already be taken up. But we centered the conversation on Memphis. Memphis lost their fourth straight game last night. Lost to the Houston Rockets. No shame in that. Like, Houston's a projected title contender and all of that. So you look at the NBA scoreboard, it's not really that big of a deal, except for the fact you see four straight losses for Memphis. However, if you go watch that game, it's a different story. And you made the perfect comp. That Oklahoma City game last year, right before the De'Aaron Fox trade, when the sentiment was just get through this, push through to the end of the season. You have a good basketball team. Figure out what you're going to do later. When that game happened and it looked like we ain't going to make it. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to make it. You got to get something done. That's what that Memphis-Houston game looked like.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of questions about Ja Morant's effort and energy. And you said yesterday, and it is so, so, so important to last night's game. You said yesterday, we've been talking a lot about Russell Westbrook. And can I steal your line?
Yeah.
You said Ja Morant was a force. There's an energy to him that is infectious for teammates, that's infectious for that crowd in Memphis. Mm-hmm. That was Russell Westbrook last night.
Yeah.
Well, in Ja's case, that energy could also prove to be negative. Because you go back and you watch that Memphis Grizzlies team, and there's a variety of times where there's five guys on the court and three of them aren't moving. And Ja's one of them. It's a bizarre thing to look at. And I keep wanting to call him Iasola, but it's not. That's Frank. It's Tomas.
I always just say Tomas.
I'm just going to stay with Tomas because I keep wanting to say Iasola, but it's not that. Yeah. The Memphis Grizzlies coach. He goes, yeah, their effort is like he is like everything he sees, he's saying. Mm-hmm. And I think we've gotten to the point where someone might want to pull him aside and say, hey, maybe just press conference your way through this thing. Just use press conference language, because every time he talks, it's getting worse. I heard one of the reporters, I don't know if it was the guy that the Insiders had on the other day, but he was talking about how in Memphis, the media sits by the court, like they used to do in the old Sam Amick, Kings beat writer days, right?
Get back.
Well, don't act like you're not sitting there anyway.
I'm not.
No, that'd be great.
I'm with all the people.
That would be great. But he was like, it's really bizarre that you can hear, because we talked about like the Memphis crowd. Memphis loves Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. And they're yelling at Ja, like, come on, Ja. Like when his effort is trash, they're yelling like, come on, Ja. Come on, Ja, you could do it. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, come on, Ja. Yo, let's go. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, come on, buddy. Come on, Ja. And I'm like, that's almost offensive. Like, it's that bad where they think he's just out there, like, picking daisies while the game is going on. And I didn't know, admittedly, when this started 2 days ago, you hear, like, rumblings, but it was obviously the suspension sends things into overdrive. I didn't know it was that bad. And now if you have a situation, I think Jaren Jackson had like 9 yesterday. Like, it was just an overall trash basketball game. And I don't know how Memphis, you're 8-9 games into this. I don't know how you keep this up for 70-something more.
That's the crazy part. Like, we're at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're hearing reports now that, you know, they want to push through it, and they're going to work, and they see Jaren and Ja's focal points. But
all right, man.
I mean, we talk about the Kings. I'm looking at Memphis' schedule right now. They've got Dallas on Friday, which that's your chance.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the Thunder. You're on the road for the Knicks, Celtics, Cavs, Spurs, Kings at home, Jazz on the road, Denver. Like, they could be – when they play the Kings, what are they now, 3-6? When they play the Kings, they could be 3-1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They could be 3-12. 4-11 maybe at best. And if it continues, like, see, here's the thing, though. With the Kings, they may have a tough record, too. But you look at the way that they're playing, the way that they're getting after it, and it's like, this is where I talk about, I can see they're not far away. They need some things to go their way. Maybe they need some health luck on both sides, with the other team being hurt or them getting healthy. They need to buckle down a little bit when the games get close and all that. Like, it's right there. It doesn't feel like Memphis is right there. And if they keep losing the same way, yeah, they're telling you everything you need to know right then and there. So, like I said, I've seen reports where they're trying to get the word out that they see Ja as a franchise guy. Him and Jaren Jackson, they want to build with those guys.
Do you believe them?
In some respects, I do, because, and maybe we were prisoners of it here in Sacramento, but it feels like a lot of times these organizations and these front offices sometimes are the last to know. Like Portland, I always go back to that example. We were saying for 2 years before they got, like, this is finished.
Yeah.
Like, you should probably move on from him and get what you can.
Different though.
A little different.
Yeah.
A little different. But it was like, yo, your window's closed.
Right.
You can either keep him around and realize that you're not going to, like, you're going to be a fringe playoff team with him around, or you can move on from him and start the rebuild. The decision is yours. But don't think, yeah, we're going to keep Dame here and we're still going to try to build around him. And what, like, that's done. That's finished. Memphis might be the last ones to recognize what's going on. If they really believe that, if they really talking like, yeah, this is the franchise guys. Like, we asked the question yesterday. Ja's not signing another contract there or getting offered another contract there.
He is, I need to get you the number and not be irresponsible. He's eligible for a 3-year extension this summer. I believe it's 137, and I'm sorry, I can't. I guess the number doesn't. Oh, there it is. 3-year, 178. He's eligible for a 3-year, $178 million extension this summer. Or I guess it would be next summer. So it's one of those, like, well, he has years left. You don't have to sign it. But should this thing get into the off season and no extension is offered from Memphis, all of this talk that's happening right now is just posturing. It's not real. Now, that takes away the drama. You know, there's no drama in that, right? Because we would have already passed the trade deadline and they would have gone through a season which is not shaping up to be very good for them. And it was not that long ago they were a 2-seed. They were a 2-seed for a chunk of last year when things started to fall apart for them. But I think that's referenced with Memphis a lot, the same way that Golden State Warriors title is. You did it. You earned it. Good for you. I also think it warped Golden State's understanding of where they're at. I think that 2-seed might have warped Memphis's understanding of where they're at. my opinion was that was never a championship caliber team. Two seed or not. You can't tell me, well, Sacramento was never, I don't care that they were the three seed. No, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I can tell you the same thing about Memphis. They finished with 50-something wins. They finished with the two seed. I never thought for a heartbeat that that team was going to compete for a championship. But you hear a lot of people when they reference Memphis, reference that. And I don't think that's truly indicative of who they are. They've had some good basketball teams, no doubt. But a true championship contender. And now you're starting to flirt with this thing because of that JJ contract. You're about to get expensive. And you've got to determine, it's okay to be expensive, but are we winning a championship?
Well, look, here's the thing about that, too. When you talk about how they see themselves and all this other stuff, what... How did you see yourself, and what was the messaging when you moved Desmond Bain for four picks? Desmond Bain was your starting two guard and a fringe all-star guy. And you moved on from him after you guys lost in the first round. Were in the play-in and got swept in the first round. And I would think that maybe the thinking at that time seemed like it was like, yeah, we're not – We gotta kind of rebuild this thing because we may have plateaued with this group. That was what the thought was. And then they go and sign Jaren Jackson. You want that to be your one guy that you're building around. Cool. But now you got this John Morant thing and you want to build around them. What are you doing? Like with those two and some picks, I don't know where you necessarily think you're going to get. And like you said, it's getting more and more expensive too.
Yeah.
So it felt like they were on the verge of, to me from the outside at least, looked like they were on the verge of starting to go in a different direction and blow some things up. And then and they stopped. And now they're trying to sell us on, no, this is our future. Well, the future should have been part of like having those guys there. Desmond Bain is the one guy I'm talking about. So I don't know. I don't know necessarily what they're trying to do.
Let's see what TC. Did you see the Kevin Durant thing? Or he told T. Morant, we know your son ain't going to be here in a couple weeks anyways.
Yeah, I did see that.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.